Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jansen walks it down and away again, so it seems. Now raises the glove high, and Kowser unloads to right. Gone! His second home run on an 0-2 pitch in the series. His third overall. 3-2 for the win. Fastball, got him! Strike three. 13 punch-outs for the Orioles pitching staff. And if ever there was a game they had to have this year, this was the one, and they had it. A night of resiliency for the Orioles. They win 4-1, and they get out of Tampa with a series split against a red-hot Rays team.
They've won a lot of games the last couple years, and they're young, and they're energetic, you know, but it probably just goes back to being in the playoffs for two straight years, and, you know, going back to 22, a team that had a winning record as well. So, you know, these players have won. They've won a lot of games. They're winners. You know, they know that we've dug a pretty deep hole, and they know that pretty much every day our back's up against the wall, and we got to do everything we can to win every game.
Kevin Brown on Masson with the call as the Orioles. Colton Kowser had never hit a home run on an 0-2 pitch entering this series. He hit two in this series, hit three home runs in the series. We'll get to the Charlie Morton of it all in about 10 minutes. But Orioles win 4-1 and salvage a split after what was a disastrous game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to wonder or ask, is that their best win of the season after their worst loss of the season? And it may have been just that in a little over 24 hours, right? Because even though that other game was crazy, this game, I think, ended a little later because it started later with the little rain delay. Either way.
And it also had the delay.
And
the delay.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Good on them. They got the biggest hit in the ball game, and they're a team that... that has not happened nearly enough this year. We talked for a good part of the season about how they cannot really win low-scoring games, right? They're kind of like OKC. When they win, it's because they blow people out and you know, everybody hits. And when they score, you know, 3 to 4 runs or less, the winning percentage has been really bad. So for them to win a low-scoring game on the road against maybe the best team in baseball at this very moment, hats off to them. Kind of had a playoff vibe to me. Like it. And for them, you know, it probably was a playoff game. I mean, they lose that game, they lose 3 or 4. You have to really start wondering about their psyche going into Yankee Stadium. So I think for them, they probably approached it as a playoff game. I think Manzolino certainly managed it like a playoff game. The bullpen got it done again. It got a little hairy, but they got it done. We continue to see the best of Felix, and Colton Kowser has absolutely given them a jolt of energy and adrenaline and electricity since he's come back.
He's been massive for them since he came back.
And 5 home runs.
Look, the strikeouts, and he hasn't struck out the past couple games. The strikeouts are going to be up, and you have to live with that, but... that power's real. And Ken, you said, when he hits it, man, it goes a million feet every single time. And a big moment, two strikes in that count, but also two outs, and to come through with runners in scoring position, where that was a major, major area of concern from last year, that was huge. But you mentioned the bullpen, where they were fantastic for a nice stretch up until last night, where it was a meltdown. And yes, it wasn't exactly the prettiest. Yeah, two nights ago. The prettiest at times, but Dominguez to get out of it, where it was first and second, nobody out. He had the wild pitch in the middle of a at-bat, and so second and third, nobody out, to not allow a run there, and Soto to come through. Baker pitching on a third straight day, which he'd never done before. I know he only faced the one batter, or two batters, but the bullpen came up huge.
Three straight guys walked the first guy they faced. And that was Dominguez, Soto, and Baker, and they were all able to get out of that. So not exactly ideal. And Felix, I think, went 3-0 to the first guy he faced. So
They got hairy.
Yeah,
they
but they got out of it. They only give up one run to a good team in their house. It's funny, we're talking to Ryan Ripken off the air. Not making excuses, but it can't be fun to play baseball. Like, everybody seemed to be sweating through their jerseys, but they got the split. And Jason, as you said, coming off what is about as bad of a loss as I can imagine, what we saw Wednesday night, to come out there and take that game and split that four-game series, I'm rarely giving them credit this year. I'll give them credit for that.
I wasn't sure they had that in them. And look, did they get a lot of damage done against Rasmussen? And we talked about how well he's been pitching, and we talked about, especially at home with that 2.08 ERA, that he's a problem. Like, no, they didn't light him up, but they made him work, and they made him work in the heat, and they were able to keep him from, look, the night before, everybody blew up their bullpen. So they were able to keep Rasmussen from providing extreme length and cover for Kevin Cash. And again, we'll talk about Uncle Charlie. And our starter was better than their starter. And that hasn't always been the case. And their starters have been really good. And we said going into the series, they're not a bullpen team anymore. They're getting the most length from their starters of anybody in baseball. So on a night when both teams are compromised from the night before, and you're wondering who's going to be able to mix and match, and you're wondering which starter is going to hold up better, the fact that the O's starter, 41 years old, in those same conditions, outpitched the guy who'd been pitching like an all-star for them and was used to those conditions in his prime, and we got the big hit, and the night before, I mentioned they had eight guys reach base at least two times, and all they did is get the big hit with two outs and often with two strikes. That's resilience.
Well, you talk about making him work, and it's a topic of discussion that we've been talking about for years now, the Orioles' not inability to take a walk. They had six walks as a team last night.
Difference, I mean, as big of a difference in the game as anything. It allowed them to move the chain. It allowed them to put themselves in position where, again, our guy might outlast theirs. And Kalzer delivered the absolute difference maker. I mean, it was sort of a game where guys were pushing and shoving, and he delivered a roundhouse.
Orioles and Yankees in the Bronx. A three-game series starts this evening. It's Tomoyuki Sugano against Max Fried. Max Fried sporting a 1.89 ERA. And last I checked, he's left-handed, so that's fun for the Orioles. That's a 7.05 first pitch, but Baltimore baseball tonight. 40 in the bone at 6 here on The Fan, and we'll be previewing that as we go through the show. Guest-wise on today's show, like guest-wise, because we have so much to talk about, but it's a Friday, so we'll get our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall at 3. And U.S. Men's National Soccer Team, they beat Saudi Arabia last night. Alex Freeman on the team. He's the son of Antonio Freeman, Baltimore's own, went to Poly, played in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers. Antonio joins us at 4:30. Yes, my handwriting's terrible. 4:30.
Yeah, really cool story with some local ties there. Alex Freeman, very sort of young in his MLS career, has already shown enough in his first year as a starter that now he's starting matches for the U.S. national team, albeit obviously with a bunch of European-based players, not at this tournament, but really cool. And yeah, I mean, Antonio Freeman, what a career he had. I mean, that was Brett Favre's go-to guy for a while.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got more to talk about with the Orioles. We'll put a bow on the end of the Ravens' offseason work with their mini camp complete. Although we all think, as much as we've talked about Edge and them needing to add an edge defender, that's not the only area where they could use a little bit more fortification. So we'll get into that as well this afternoon.
We're going to talk soccer a little later, but just quickly, how are you feeling about USA soccer after last night?
It is what it is. It is what it is.
They like won. I
said, they did. They got a result, and so they're out of the group stage. In this rinky-dink little tournament where they're sending their, like, I don't know, B-minus, C-plus team. But it happened. They played.
And they won.
They got a goal.
When's the Saudis
didn't.
When do they play next?
Play Sunday against Haiti.
Ooh. Very nice. Coming up next, though, Charlie Morton was so good last night, he deserves his own segment. Charlie Morton was dealing. What we think, Uncle Charlie? And speaking of dealing, could he be dealt? We'll discuss next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next here on The Fan.
I mean, for the better part of a month now, I've been locating well. I've been throwing strikes. I'll have an outing here or there where it's like maybe the command's a little bit of an issue, but I don't think that's abnormal for anybody. I think everybody kind of runs into an outing. I think I made some adjustments a while back with my delivery and my timing, and I don't even remember when that would have been, but probably early May. Since then, I felt pretty good in my delivery.
Charlie Morton after the game last night, a game in which he threw six innings, gave up six hits, no walks, just one earned run, and struck out seven. Jason, I said to you yesterday, with the heat in Florida, I thought he was either going to have that thing dancing and getting some strikeouts, or he was going to be throwing that ball to strike curveball and getting rocked. Well, it seemed more the former than the latter.
Yeah, and I thought it was like even just being able to fight through and finish that final inning. You could not have asked for or hoped for anything more from him. And so we did, you know, talk a little bit on the show yesterday about the home road splits. And is that in his head? Is there anything to that? Now, he'd only really had, since May 7th, he'd only had one start on the road, and that was the one in Sacktown. And that's a weird ballpark, and sometimes you just don't have it. And so now it really does look like that was the outlier, and that since he went to the pen – and kind of put himself back together and got that curveball back to being a weapon for him and the hammer that it's been the last 5 or 6 years, he's a different guy. And That lineup, I thought, might give him some trouble. That ballpark, I thought, might give him some trouble. But he was dealing. I mean, he was dictating. He was pitching from a position of strength. He didn't look really, you know, vulnerable until the final inning, and again, got through. So I don't know if he runs out of gas at some point this year. He's been through an awful lot in a very short Orioles career to begin with, but this is what Mike Elias had to been hoping and praying for when he gave him $15 million.
And the Orioles really needed that type of outing out of Charlie Morton. We talked about it a lot yesterday, where both starters the prior night didn't complete three innings and bullpens were taxed. And if there was ever a start where the Orioles needed Morton to complete six innings, it was last night, and he did it. It's all about the curveball. And guys, the curveball to Caminero to finish that fourth inning was about as disgusting a curveball as you will ever
see. Pitching Ninja and those guys were all over it.
Oh, my God. And he's swinging out of his shoes, and he slams his helmet at the end of it. He had no shot. And when it's on like that, that's when Charlie Morton's going to be effective.
After his outing, he went an inning against the Royals on May the 4th, giving up two runs in that inning. His ERA sat at 9.76. After last night, he's finally under six. He's at 5.64. So he's brought that thing down. In the month of June, and this includes that rough outing against Oakland, he's now sitting at a 2.25 ERA for the month, and that's four starts.
Is he their number one starter right now?
Yeah, I
think he is.
Yeah, and so I got to ask the question: 1 year deal, $15 million. You just posed, is he going to run out of gas? Is this a guy the Orioles should be marketing right now to other teams? Like, hey, like you're a contender, you need a starter. Here's a guy for you.
He's 41 years old, and they're not winning a World Series this year. Yeah. I mean, again. Are other teams buying in? I mean, the peripherals, everything looks pretty good. Like, the key was all along. The same thing I told you the first start in Toronto. If the curveball is a plus-plus pitch for him, then he can pitch in this league and he can give you innings. If it's not, it's going to be an atrocity. And they figured it out.
Yeah.
It was an atrocity. It was a pitching atrocity for the first 2 months of the season. So if there are a few teams out there who feel like he can help them, then, yeah, I mean, is it going to be a baseball trade or a salary dump? I mean, I think it's going to feel like more of a salary dump.
Sure.
But, like,
and when it comes to
that's what happens when you're 10 games under 500 with July 4th coming up.
And when it comes to Morton, he sort of seems like a guy that you would deal right around the deadline just because the other teams are going to want to see him to continue to compile these type of starts, because we were talking last Friday, hey, if he has another dud against the Angels after what happened in Sacktown, what the heck do you do with Charlie Morton? Do you put him back in the bullpen? So I think other teams are going to want to see him to continue to stack these, but assuming he does, yeah, he's a piece.
The guy I'm trying to move right now is Eflin.
Sure.
He's given me bad vibes. Like, Like, if you told me two starts from now, he's back on the IL, I'd be like, oh, of course he is.
But by the way, you said they figured something out. Do you really believe they figured out, or did Charlie Morton figure it out on his own? Because I don't know that I want to give them that much credit.
Until we find out that it was Charlie Morton's son or, you know, whatever, or like his Uber driver going to the ballpark 3 months ago or 6 weeks ago, I got to give them whatever. Yeah, they get credit. I mean, it happened. It happened on their watch.
It did.
Good for them. Tonight for me is a big one for Sagano. Like, I got to think it's pretty warm in New York tonight.
It's warm everywhere right now, yeah.
They're out of their pronounced slump.
It is summer.
That's a ballpark that I think even in the chill of October would be tricky for him. I'm interested to see how this one goes for him tonight.
Well, especially second start against him, because he was fantastic first start.
Yes, he was.
Five shutout innings, and he had eight strikeouts. He was getting a ton up with.
And the flip side is they're going against Max Fried, who has been awesome this year, and guys who just throw the ball left-handed have given the Orioles trouble.
But not so much lately.
Yeah. Is there extra pressure on my guy Uke to keep the Yankees' bats at bay?
I mean, you go back 10 days ago, and they're like 3-14 on the season against lefties. This could be three straight wins. Again, they win tonight, that'd be three straight wins against lefties.
That's a reason to celebrate.
Was this a play for you on Wanna Bet? It sounds like you're leaning that way.
Let's get it started.
It may have been a play on my Discord or our Discord, but it was not featured for on Wanna Bet.
On Wanna Bet, we did have Aaron Judge prop, though.
Yes, Ben was on Aaron Judge. And look, do I like the Yankees minus a half run first five? I do. It's not...
Can I ask a dumb question?
A lot of PLL on one. Get down to Homewood Field this weekend. Go see the PLL lacrosse.
Right by my house.
Yeah.
Right in the heart, the cradle of Mesopotamia. This is lacrosse, Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
It's the cradle of civilization for lacrosse.
Me and Jason are in a lot of similar places.
We're very similar on all four PLL matches. I'll be down there for the first game tomorrow. The Water Dogs and the Atlas.
Oh. Can I ask a dumb question?
Michael Sowers. He's going to go off for us, right? Yeah. Beltway Ben? Michael Sowers is going to go off for us.
Big time player, MVP.
Don't know who that is. What's a Discord?
It's like a subscriber-only web chat area.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's used a lot in the gaming world.
Yeah, I've seen the word used, and I was like, I felt the need to ask when you brought it up. Yeah.
It's like a group message kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what the cool kids are doing nowadays in the gambling world is Discord.
I don't know about any cool kids.
Well, you and Ben are obviously the cool kids here.
The coolest.
Yeah.
It's Eric Casilius' brainchild. I'm just along. Well, I'm not really along. I'm more than along for the ride. But yeah, we'll see.
You're taking over the world, dude. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Don't get Ben excited.
Useful enthusiasm over there.
Yeah. FCC violations coming. Coming up next.
You do that again, Ben. You're going to drink 2 gallons of milk.
Yes.
And I'll be able to do
all chocolate. All chocolate. Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, it was a year ago, and according to our friend Jacob Calvin Meyer, exactly a year ago when the Orioles last left the Bronx and vibes were high. Some necessary roughness. Vibes aren't high anymore. What the hell's happened? We'll discuss next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're on the fan. Friend of the show, Jacob Calvin Meyer, put out a tweet earlier today. It reads, exactly 1 year ago, the Orioles crushed the Yankees 17-5 in the Bronx. Our own Jason Lockenfora was there with his son.
Yes.
Since the start of 2023, the Orioles were 150-86 after that game, a 636 winning percentage. Since that win, they've played exactly 162 games.
Yes, they have.
They are 74-88. So...
74-90 if you include the playoffs.
Yeah, well, but we don't do that in these
episodes. I do.
But yes, but not good. Not good at all.
23rd in Major League Baseball in win percentage since we got off that Amtrak train at Penn Station, Baltimore last year.
After taunting Yankee fans.
Yes. Just two more wins than the A's in that span. The A's have had two different homes in that span.
They have.
Only four more wins than the Pittsburgh P-Rots, and just four more wins than Beltway Ben's Halos in that span. The only teams with fewer wins than the Orioles since June 20th of last year, the A's, the Angels, the P-Rots, the Marlins, the Nats, the Rockies, and the White Sox. It's pretty bad. How about a minus 114 run differential over their last 162? That is 24th out of 30 major league teams. People want to tell you that the bats are the strength of this team. Well, over their last 162, they're 17th in runs scored. That would be worse than average.
Yes. So it's 30 teams, that. So average is 15. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It'd be hard to call that a strength.
Quick math.
That's nice.
19th in on-base percentage.
Less than average.
That's just 312. 11th in slug, 13th in OPS.
Better than average.
Yeah, there you go. Bone good call.
Look, I watched that series in the Bronx, and I came home kind of pissed off because I'm like, this team has peaked. This team has peaked. They cannot. This is the best they can play. They played it. They were coming off a stretch where they played a tough schedule. They were about to go to Houston, which is never easy, and I felt like they were sprinting, and it's hard to sprint in a marathon sport. And so I questioned. I would say, no, I doubted, strongly doubted, that the GM would meet the moment, that he would understand that this was a young team overachieving in an all-out sprint, and that unless he added major pieces to this pie and did it sooner rather than later, they were going to run out of gas way sooner than anybody thought. And the way they were producing runs and the way they were preventing runs did not look replicable to me. Now, that's just one dude. I don't have an algorithm. I don't have proprietary data. I don't have wizards and warlocks. But I do know a little bit about baseball.
Yeah, and you got Beltway Ben.
And at that time, yes, but yeah. I wasn't collaborating with Beltway Ben as much then.
He was collaborating with the show, but yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. And then it fell apart. Detroit Tigers, 100 wins, 64 losses over that same span. A team I was bullish on. So
yes.
I think it does sort of crystallize, right? The moment this thing turned from everything going right to us to no longer a magic carpet ride. And we doubted whether that young team, probably over its head, had the people, coaches and players necessary to alter the vibes and get stuck in and fight through the inevitable regression that was right around the corner. Turns out they did not. And not only they did not, Elias thought nothing of any of those people's skills and didn't inject any personalities or grizzled veterans or hardened bad cops to help turn things around. No, they leaned into cosplay and changing their walk-up music.
It's fun.
That happened. So here we are a year later. And this team is playing better ball than early in the year, but still quite flawed. And I just think a year ago, for very different reasons, I said it's time to go to work as a front office and alter the course of this before it alters it for you, because it's going to alter it for you unless you intervene. And I would say now, even off a great win like last night, they're not keeping all of these dudes. O'Hearn and Mullins and Sagano and Eflin and Kittredge and whoever else you want to add to it, Dominguez.
Yeah.
If any more, say you trade nobody.
Laureano.
Right. Say you trade none of them. I still don't think more than two of them tops are back next year.
Yeah.
And you're not winning the World Series this year. So you better act accordingly.
Orioles winning record under
17-14.
Yeah.
The problem is, when you're the second worst team in baseball prior to that,
it's a big
even
hole.
17-14 over your next 30-plus games doesn't do much.
They dug themselves a deep hole.
Now it's about salvaging what's left of the window. It's about replenishing the farm system so you can go out and make some trades this offseason. It's actually signing guys to multi-year deals this offseason, and there's going to be plenty of starting pitching available. It's about trying to put this thing back together. And it's also that point, June 20th, Adley Rutschman, 598 plate appearances, 643 OPS, 306 on base, 337 slug.
I mean, that's failure. People get benched for long stretches of time, or they get sent back to AAA if they have options and they're a part of your long-term plan.
Crush the ball into the dugout.
If they're not,
yesterday,
they probably just get DFA'd.
It's the hardest ball he's hit in a month.
He's... But you thought he was hit. You thought he was hitting the Dunkin' Donuts pretty hard in the second half of last year.
He's swinging a wet newspaper for a while, but not last night.
I mean, he's been a little better lately.
Yes,
but
he has. I kid because I care.
He needs to look. Gunnar has gotten it going.
Oh yeah,
and turned it around and reversed the course of his season. We'll see if Adley Rutschman can do that. If he can't, then it's going to raise major questions about what his future is here and whether anybody wants to sign him to an extension and what that means. Look, they missed the moment last year. They could not recognize that team for what it was.
Eloy.
And they have never really recognized any of their teams in season. The team that was better than they thought it was going to be, but I said, hey, I think they can make the playoffs this year if everything goes right. They wanted to punt on. You can go back to that. He's never had the pulse of his own team. What's real? What's Fugazi? Which numbers matter? Which don't? What's replicable? What's about to fall off a cliff? Like, and that's in terms of their production and the way they produce or fail to produce, but also in how the pieces fit in that clubhouse.
Orioles and the Yankees start a three-game set tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Bordy and the Bone. It's Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. And coming up next, we will preview this series. I actually also have to text someone for the Bone during the break. But we will preview this Yankee series. Can the Orioles go to the Bronx and win a series? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
I mean, is it though? What's today, Wednesday? I mean, Monday night, he hit two rockets and had a couple walks. And he goes 0-for, and it's a slump. It's, you know, maybe he's missed a couple pitches. I mean, it's a hard game. It's, you know, like, I don't know if I really see it that way. Like, you're not, it's not going to get two hits every day and week on, week on. Like, it happens, so. He'll continue to make adjustments like he always does, like he's always doing when he's going really well, whether he hits a little rough patch. He'll continue to do that.
That's Aaron Boone questioning whether or not Aaron Judge is in a slump. To his point, the guy still is hitting 366 on the season.
Well, he was just hitting 400 about 30 seconds ago.
And that's the point. Guys don't hit 400. So at some point, there's going to be a regression because guys, nobody's hit 400 since, what, 1941, Ted Williams? So, like, it's been a minute. So,
406.
Like, yeah, so, like, it wasn't going to last forever. This is baseball. It's hard. But he was not hitting for a
it's kind of like
bit.
Those thirst traps Tim was
looking
at. They're not here forever.
Yeah, they're not.
Sounds like that.
Especially when they're part of a story. They're only up for 24 hours max.
I don't know much about the gram, but I'm told.
I'm telling you.
We got a source saying that Tim's supply is about to be cut off.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
What is wrong with you? It's true.
Yeah.
Tell no lies.
It happens.
It happens.
Look,
Judge is not judging by Judgian standards lately. That doesn't mean that can't change in a moment's notice. We know he's a guy who's had his fair amount of success against the Orioles, whether it be in the Bronx or here.
Build a park.
I would say if you're going to sort of assess the Yankees right now, for me, it's more about that supporting cast. That you go back 2 weeks ago, go back 3 weeks ago, and everybody's having a career year. Ben Rice is off to a career year. I mean, again, he's young, but still, like, he looks like he's turned the corner. Wells looks like he's more than picked up where he left off last year. Volpe, who gets very hot and cold, had a really, you know, a nice start. Grisham look like a completely different person from a year ago.
Did you mention Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt is now not a guy whose contract they were trying to peddle for the last 2 years, but is a legitimate bat for them that is getting on base so much that sometimes he leads off. Like, they lost Chisholm for a period of time, and it didn't matter because all this other stuff was going on. Stanton hadn't played all year, and it didn't matter until it did because all this stuff was going on. Yet, I mean, it's baseball. And so now 2 weeks later, it's like, well, you know, is Volpe just a guy, you know? And it's like, Dominguez, should he really be switch hitting? There's a lot of questions to be asked. Ben Rice not getting on base like he was before. I don't think you're going to see him leading off anytime soon. You know, LeMahieu, why is he just taking up at-bats? Like, what's really left in that tank? So that's the power of Judge. And do I think at some point in time, Judge will be an aircraft carrier again, and then some of these other guys are going to be along for the ride? I do. But I don't think that we're going to look at the stats during the All-Star break and see as many Yankees with season-long OPSs of 730 or higher as we saw 2 weeks ago. I think the best, we've seen the best from some of them. How many? I don't know. If I knew that, I'd be doing something other than this.
Well, you look at the season-long numbers, and it's not just Judge who's been slumping over the past week. When you get shut out three consecutive games and you lose, what, four or five straight, the whole offense was scuffling. And your boy Volpe over the last week is 1-for-21, Jason.
No, he's,
But on the
overrated.
But on the season, the numbers are still really, really good, in large part because of Judge, but the supporting cast, second in MLB and OPS, and that's to go along with the strong pitching staff.
Let's hear more from Aaron Boone. Talks about snapping that losing streak.
It's great to win. You know, really, there's no like panic or anything in that room. Like, we understand, we go through it. It's been an adverse week for us, a week in which we're pitching really well, doing a lot of things well. We've made some mistakes along the way. Broke out a little bit more here these last couple of days, but definitely good to salvage one and shake hands at the end and, you know, hopefully get it going.
Yankees still 2.5 games up on the Rays in the AL East. It's Fried, Schmidt, and Warren, the pitchers for the Yankees this weekend.
Well, and the real strength of the team has been that starting pitching, despite the guys they fought prior to signing Fried, where they're 1-2, right? Cole and Heel not throwing a pitch. Like, Fried is arguably the best pitcher in the American League. And even, you know, if you really dig down on him and Scooble, like, I would give the edge to Scooble, but like, we would have a debate about if you were handing out a Cy Young in the American League right now, which of those two would get it for me. Clark Schmidt had a couple of rough outings because he'd missed a lot of time on the 60-day IL. He's starting to look like the kid they thought he was when they took him in the first round. Like, he's been absolutely lights out. And then the kid Warren is still a little shaky on Sunday, but his ERA at Yankee Stadium is 1.5 lower than on the road. And he does have a winning record at home while he's got an ERA over 5.5 on the road. So we'll see what version of him we get. But that's probably their prevailing superpower has been the starting pitcher.
And I know they're not seeing him this series, but the season that Rodon's having.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of going to turn for the worst, and he's held it together. But look, they won yesterday, but that was a battle. I mean, they were holding off the Halos and a couple of hard-hit balls off Rodon that stayed in the ballpark that looked like they might not. Like, that was a struggle for them, and they ultimately prevailed against a really bad, or at least a scuffling right now, Anaheim bullpen. But I think the real question in this series is going to be, like we've been talking about, can the Orioles beat good pitching?
Well, they're going to see some good pitching this weekend, and that starts tonight. Max Fried, as we document, his ERA is under 2. So, Sagano and Fried, 7 o'clock first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight at 6. Bordy and the Bone getting you ready for Orioles baseball coming up next. It is a Friday. It means it's time for Best Bets with our friend Ariel Epstein, the Prop Queen, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. That is next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.